Hello.
Yes, Robert, this is Chase again.
All right, I'm here.
All right, so I basically told the sales guy to give you a call. Have you spoke with him?
I have, and he's off to come up with a new price.
Okay.
So I'm not going to argue with anybody about what I told them and what and so forth, so on.
Mm-hmm.
But I told them everything I told you. I've been screwed by so many website developers, it's not even funny. I've been trying for 5, going on 6 years, if not 6 years, to get this website completed, and I have yet to get it done. And so I told that to all of the people at your company. So he's off now to come up with a new price, but that's most probably going to kill the deal because I don't think I'm going to be amenable to a new price. But I'm going to wait and see till he gets back to me and see exactly how much more money he's talking about, even though it pisses me off that he's coming back for more money.
Basically, I will be the one who will be basically letting you know what will be the price to add that particular functionality because I'm taking care for this development part of the website.
But wait a minute, Jason. What functionality are you talking about? The site's always had an e-commerce site.
Well, it was working before, it was not, right? So we haven't checked that before.
I don't care what you checked or you didn't check. I'm just saying that when you looked at the website, DocuLoss.com, it had an e-commerce site in it.
It was not working properly.
Well, I knew it wasn't working. All right, fine. So, Jason, I don't want to discuss it anymore. Get back to me when you have a new price.
I have the price now,
Thank you for your time. Well, go ahead.
$1,000.
Good. I'm not interested. I want you to refund my money. Thank you for your time.
We cannot refund you the money, sir.